Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am in Chad, C-H-A-D, Kerner, K-O-E-R-N-E-R. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Kerner as described in the reports listed above. Period. He is now a 41-year-old male who continues to allege he was injured at work. Period. He did not give any specific information about this currently, except to say he did have surgery. Period. I previously noted, scratch that. As per his claim petition, he alleges on 3/26/12 he was using a hand truck and injured his right elbow, arm, and hand, as well as bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He did receive an order approving settlement on 10/22/19. And then reopen that claim. Period. He also testified on 10/22/19. Period. He related his symptoms and difficulties. Period. He did have an evaluation on 2/13/17 by Dr. Pressman. Period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment and offered estimates of permanent disability. Period. On 7/26/17, he was seen by Dr. Vanderbeck, V-A-N-D-E-R-B-E-C-K, for left elbow symptoms. Period. He was thought to have medial epicondylitis and ulnar neuritis. Period. He was referred for an EMG and accepted a corticosteroid injection to the medial epicondyle. Period. He followed up with Dr. Vanderbeck on 2/6/18, having had 6 sessions of therapy, left. Period. She believed that was all he would need and cleared him for full duty work. Period. There was no treatment recommended for his right elbow, as his EMG demonstrates no ongoing problem. Period. Clinically, there was evidence of old sequelae of his prior ulnar nerve condition, but nothing active. Period. He had undergone surgery on 11/6/17 involving left elbow ulnar nerve transposition. Period. She noted the EMG of the right upper extremity demonstrated borderline right carpal tunnel syndrome and mild chronic denervation in the right abductor digiti minimi muscle with normal right ulnar nerve conduction studies. Period. Clinical exam was unrevealing. Period. On 6/8/18, he had an evaluation by Dr. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, for permanency. Period. The paragraph, the petitioner was seen by Dr. Jennings, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S, on 9/9/21. Period. He had ongoing left elbow symptoms with a complicated course of treatment. Period. He was diagnosed with left carpal tunnel syndrome, ulnar neuropathy, and medial epicondylitis. Period. He recommended an EMG to assess these further. Period. EMG was done on 10/19/21 by Dr. Skinner. Period. It was indicative of only a borderline left carpal tunnel syndrome, similar to the prior study of 8/21/17. There is no evidence for any definite left cervical radiculopathy, left upper extremity myopathy, or other significant left upper extremity mononeuropathy, including a significant left ulnar mononeuropathy to account for his symptoms. Period. He followed up with Dr. Jennings, 3/11/18/21 period. At the last visit, they reviewed the MRI, which showed some common extensor tendinopathy, but no pathology immediately. Pretty was placed in a brace to see if it improved his carpal tunnel symptoms. Period. He also had him obtain an EMG, as just noted. Period on 10/11/21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer, this time for right elbow pain. Period. He noted his own course of treatment that was rendered, as well as that by others. Period. Dr. Dwyer cleared him to work without restriction in a capacity of his choice. Period. Exam of the right elbow is entirely benign. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed open surgical scarring at the elbows. Period. There were two on the left elbow and one on the medial aspect of the right. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. So that is normal. Hands versus elbows. There was a positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Compared the rest of those maneuvers are normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impression. I'm going to try to find the correct old report with the most relevant information that I will mark in that impression section to include in the current report. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement. Period. He reopened his claim. Period. He had follow-up with Dr. Vanderbeck, comma, Dr. Jennings, comma, and Dr. Dwyer. Period. An updated EMG was done on 10/19/21. That was unimpressive. Period. Dr. Dwyer deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement on his evaluation. Period. New paragraph. There was healed surgical scarring about both elbows. Period. He had intact sensation, mobility, and strength in the upper extremities. Period. Finkelstein's maneuver was positive, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. With hand dynamometry, he demonstrated a bell-shaped curve bilaterally. Period. There was no swelling of either elbow. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency are the same as those previously given and will be inserted here.